You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
As above, so below, what lies without resides within. Time for growth to begin. Mental, physical, and spiritual. We find balance with all three as we focus on totality. The whole, not the half. This is for those on a spiritual path. Looking for the clues to the answers of life. But the truth ain't always nice, so leave your ego at the door. Let your inner lion roar and your spirit soar as we go deep down to the molecular level. Tap into the body with some yogic breath. Throw in some calisthenics for a true strength test. Like the shamans of old, we use the nature to heal. With a little bit of DMT to reveal. This whole life journey is a little surreal. And your mind needs a leader, not a follower in life. Let your mind be the master and you pay a hefty price. This next 60 minutes is about self-mastery. It's not an easy path and it's a lifelong journey. But we up to empower with this red pill initiation hour. With this red pill initiation hour, brought to you by Primal Alchemy.
The Matrix is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Oh shit, guys, we're back. It's the next episode, an improv episode of Primal Alchemy's Red Pill Initiation Hour, here with your host, Chris Story. All right, guys, so a little bit of a switch up on the direction of this podcast episode. The previous two episodes, you know, have been pretty deep, pretty dark. We've been delving into, you know, geopolitical affairs and things that are going on the world scene. And I wanted to bring this episode back down to earth. I wanted to ground it with some, you know, Primal Alchemy goodness. I've been working away for the past year. You haven't seen much of me. I haven't done many podcasts. I've been living my life. I've had to evolve and learn a lot of personal shit. And the business has taken a little bit of a back foot, but as you do. So I'm here to give you an update today on the business. At the end of the day, you know, the business keeps things running, is what allows me to do what I do, to research what I do, and to give that back out to you and to create what I believe to be, you know, the best lifestyle optimization products in the world. So I've just launched about 5 new products last week. So what I was thinking of doing with this podcast, because I've never really done it before. If you know me personally, then you probably heard me go back and forth in regards to breaking down some of the science, some of the philosophy behind my products, my brand, some of the more esoteric aspects of the brand. But on my website, I think I've done a good job of, you know, describing and explaining a lot of the processes involved. Some of the core company policies that I have, my sourcing policy, the prana charge. I'm going to explain that a little bit more in detail in a minute. But I just wanted to throw this podcast out there just to give you a rundown of the new products, why I'm so excited to release them, what they mean for you, how you can use them, how they go hand in hand with my Save Yourself, Save the World philosophy. And at the end of the day, guys, again, as I briefly outlined on the last podcast, the End Game Part 2, Prophecy Fulfilled, which if you haven't listened to, I would suggest giving a little bit of a listen to, just to get you up to scratch with things. At the end of the day, Trump and the boys, Trump and the gang, the white hats, they are doing the job, okay? They are out there, they are cleaning house, they are going and taking out the parasites in the external realm. What can we do? What can we do on a personal level to help that? We have to mirror, as above, so below, as within, so without. We have to mirror the parasitic extermination inside. We have to work on ourselves. And what is the best way to work on ourselves? Well, first, we need a clean, healthy, optimized body. And I believe that I create some of the world's best full spectrum superfood tonic herb supplements on the planet. And I just wanted to give you, I don't know how long this is going to go on for. This might be a short podcast, but fuck it. It might end up like, it might end up going down a good 3 hour rabbit hole. I do not know. Basically, I'm just going to kind of sit here and shoot from the hip and just explain some of the processes to you. And then we can rock and roll from there. So no conspiracies, no truth, no nothing like that coming out on this podcast. This is solely going to be on herbal supplements, the new range that I've got out. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I wanted to keep this exclusive to Primal Alchemy. So that's the heads up, guys. That is the disclaimer moving forward. If you're looking for the latest on what Trump is doing, you ain't going to find it here. Just keep up with my Instagram and I'll keep you updated and posted with all the latest advancements or what's going down on the world scene. So updates aside, guys, I think one of the first things I would like to just inform you about, because it is one major USP of the Primal Alchemy brand. And it normally gets skimmed over a little bit. And, you know, if you contact me directly, I'll tell you the ifs and buts. But normally, I want to be able to give you guys a clear understanding of what this is about. And what I'm referring to is the Prana Charge. So you see that on all of the products that I sell. One of the first things you're going to read is that it is Prana Charge. So what does that actually mean? So Prana Charge, the way that I want to explain it to you is that it is essentially what I believe to be the ultimate unification of ancient ancestral wisdom with 21st century science. It harmonizes and integrates both systems of knowledge through essentially a revolutionary process of infusing vital organ energy. So again, you said it's Prana Charge, but I'm going to get to what Prana Organ is in a minute, into these herbal supplement extracts and powders. This really is, guys, as the science begins to expand and unfold and more research is being put into it, we're going to begin to find out this is truly multidimensional holistic nutrition. You're not just getting your full spectrum of, you know, the normally associated nourishing macro and micronutrients, such as your fats, proteins, carbohydrates, and then your micronutrients, you know, your minerals and your vitamins, et cetera, et cetera. But you're also going to be receiving multiple subtle energetic nutrients that vitalize the non-physical aspect of yourself. Now, what does that actually mean? So there seems to be these universal life force energies, you know, these our ancient ancestors from all across the world and time. They had all of these different terms and names that they gave these energies. They called it chi, they called it mana, they called it prana, they called it ode. More recent renditions, orgon, life force energy, zero point energy. There is like this etheric energy that we can learn to tap into. And, you know, having spent many eons studying the nature and application of these energies, and how to cultivate them from within, these teachings were kept secret, as you would expect, within royal priesthoods, within mystical orders, to preserve and safeguard this this sacred energy science, because it's dangerous. Like if you learn how to control, or say this, cultivate this life force energy within you, you can cultivate it and learn how to control it to be able to create your reality. Well, then that's not good for business. And don't think that business started, you know, capitalism. Business has been around way back. Business has been around way back into the days of, you know, the creation of the Vatican, of the Holy Catholic Church. You're going back into Babylonia, Sumeria. You're going back into prehistory. There's always been business, and business, the ultimate business, is control over your consciousness, okay? That is the currency. That is the favored currency of the elite, is attention. Attention is energy and control. So if you actually learn how to, you know, take the power back into your own hands and learn how to cultivate this, then, yo, that's a, well, depending what perspective you're looking at, that's a dangerous proposition and position to be in, okay? So this science had to be held and safeguarded by these small, at the time, very honorable groups of individuals. But as we move throughout time, you know, as I keep talking about the cycles of time, the cycles of nature, this knowledge goes through cycles of suppression and then expansion where it comes to the surface. And we now have the technology to isolate, concentrate, and infuse these powerful energies into our supplements, into what I'm going to go over in a minute, the Fuel of the Gods line and the Transcended Herbs line. So what we're doing, or what I'm doing, is that I use a state-of-the-art orgon generator. So don't know if you guys are familiar with the work of Wilhelm Reich. Wilhelm Reich was a prominent 20th century polymath. He was a protege to Sigmund Freud. I'm sure you all know about Sigmund Freud and Carl Jung and, you know, that that era of advancements within psychoanalytics and just, you know, the understanding the psyche. Well, Wilhelm was up there with those guys, but the reason why he doesn't get as much attention as those is because of the other work that he supplemented his work in psychoanalytics with, which was, well, he was a polymath. He was an inventor. He created a load of different things within the medical field. And one of the main things that he created was something called the orgon accumulator. I'm not going to go into the science of how he did this. That's a topic for another day, which you guys can go and research. I just want to make the point. And it was like this big phone box looking contraption, which you would sit in, or his people would come to him, clients or patients would come to him, and they would sit in this. And it, the nature of the box, which is to do with different layers of inorganic, organic material, and it creates a specific healing field, or it creates a field of orgon. It accumulates this life force energy. And well, that didn't go down too well with the FDA. That didn't go down too well with, you know, specific interest groups within America at the time. So what did they do? They do what they always do, which is they went in, they give him a little bit of a rough up, you know, give him a little bit of a 1-2 to the ribs, and you keep your fucking mouth shut, Wilhelm. You keep your mouth shut. But he didn't. So what did they do then? They went back and they essentially destroyed all of his work. And they took him and threw him in a mental institute, and that's sadly where he spent the rest of his days. He was discredited, he was demonized, they put all of these scare stories out about him and completely ruined his career. And that's where he spent the rest of his days until he died, sadly. But his work on orgonomy, on orgon, didn't go unnoticed to people that are actually in the know and switched on. And you don't need an authoritative agency or, you know, governing body to tell you something's right or wrong when, you know, you can think for yourself. And, you know, taking what Wilhelm did out of him personally out of the equation, it doesn't affect the actual science itself. So yeah, there's been a few advancements on his work since his demise. And there is, some really great technologies out there now. So I have something called an orgon generator, which not just only accumulates this life force energy, but it actually generates it. And when you generate it, so it propulses it out of this machine. And you also have the ability where you can actually fine tune the frequency at which it's coming out. So it's going to be pulsating out this orgon energy, this prana, chi, life force, whatever you want to refer to it as, it's pulsating out. And then you can tune at the rate at which it pulsates out. So if you're tuning it to a frequency, then the actual informational field of the frequency is going to be encoded within the orgon energy. So I have, in conjunction with this, a few other sort of complementary quantum technologies that I use to potentiate the formulas. And it also gives you the freedom to, which you'll be able to see whenever you click on the product page and you click on the individual product, you can see you've got a choice. You can customize your supplement with a specific energetic imprint that's going to align with your desired goal, be that physical, mental, or spiritual. What it does is that by putting the supplement, you know, through my sort of tried and tested methodology of infusing this, or what I call prana charge. You're getting that orgone energy, you're getting the prana at a specific frequency of your choice. The you're also, with the other technologies that I've got, is that it structures the water molecules within the herbs themselves. So although these are dried herb powders or extracts, you're always going to have water in it. There's always a percentage of water in everything. And by structuring water, which again is a subject for another day, I'm not going to go into too much detail on that, you're increasing the energetic potential of whatever it is that's being restructured. And it's changing the memory, it's changing the energetic profile and potency of the product. So yes, you're getting macronutrients and micronutrients, but you're also getting this vital other aspect of the coin, the other side of the coin, which is the non-physical aspect, the subtle energies that interact with us on a daily basis. We know that there's these governing forces, there's electromagnetism, gravity, there's a strong and weak nuclear force, and then there's this other force, which is kind of a category in its own, called subtle energies. And that has a big effect on everything, on our consciousness, on the physical body, the mental body, the astral body, the emotional body, so on and so on. So with these charges, I do a base charge on every product for free, which is what I call the Cosmic Om Attunement, which is 432 hertz. It's a bit of a buzzword, keyword, 432 hertz. You've probably heard that before. It's a sacred number. It's a number that's linked to the processional clock. It's a number that's linked to the the motion of the universe, really. I call it the Cosmic Om, because the actual Om itself, the Om chant, when recorded and analyzed, it actually comes out that it is projecting and broadcasting the 432 hertz. And it seems to have a powerful effect on altering states of consciousness, on bringing harmony and homeostasis back to the body, which is why, you know, Taoist, Tibetan, or just Buddhists or Buddhism in general, they have a lot of, they revere this frequency. So that is what comes for free. And I then offer essentially three different packs of free charges, which will be good for some and maybe not necessarily for others. So when you break this down, I've got the body charge pack, the mind charge pack, and the soul charge pack. So if we were to start off on the mind charge, these charges are specific to mental states of awareness and, you know, mental goals. So one of them I do is 7.5 hertz. This is the Dream Lucidity Booster Pack. So this is 7.5, you're looking at a theta wave or theta brain wave, essentially. So this way, theta states of consciousness is usually associated with dreaming, with imagination, with increasing, you know, like cerebral lucidity, vivid states of just, lucid consciousness, essentially. So this pack, if added to your product, is essentially a way of getting a theta wave of energy into your system. So it's great for individuals that are looking to improve their memory, their creativity, someone who may be practicing astral projection, remote viewing, lucid dreaming, etc. That's great. Moving up, you've got 8 hertz then, which is the anti-stress and anxiety pack. So this is a low alpha wave waveform charge. And this is used to, well, as you would do, anyone who's into meditation knows that when you get into that alpha state of consciousness, that relaxed but aware state, that's going to be great for inducing a parasympathetic state, you know, rest and digest, allows you to relax, calm the mind from any excess stress or tension. So this is popular with meditators. So for example, if you were to take, I'm going to explain it in more detail later, like one of the new Reishi products, Transcended Reishi Buddha Gold, which is known to help sedate and relax the central nervous system, then by having something like this sort of charge on it, it complements it, because then it just allows you to delve much more deeper into those relaxed states of being. So great choice for meditators or high performance business executives that need a little bit of time to tap into their inner science, you know, their inner silence, you know, like people that are, people that struggle to shut off, people that are always on, someone like me, to be honest with you. It's one of my weaknesses is like, I'm always on, I'm always switched on, I'm always thinking, I've always got ideas. And sometimes you need your mind to quiet. You need your mind to quiet so that, you know, the ideas, the non-local ideas can come into you. You've got the mental alertness pack, 14.1. So this is going to be high alpha, low beta. So this is going to be one for those that maybe are looking to increase their focus, you know, their attention span, get mentally stimulated, almost like a study aid to help with retention, comprehension of information. And that's a good one if you want like a natural stimulant, if you want something that's not like caffeine or anything that's going to give you like spikes and crashes like that. Like, we're using energy here, guys. We're using frequency and energy. This is energy medicine, okay? These are the ways that you go direct. There's no medium of food, digestion, biochemistry. This is direct of energy interacting with your energy, information acting with and with information. Okay. So that is the mind charges. And then we start to move on to the body charge. So the body charge, as you would expect, is going to be things that offer a little bit more of a, you feel it physically more so than mentally. So you've got the 2.5 Hertz. This is a relaxation booster. So this is basically inducing delta waveforms into the brain, which allows your body to get into, again, like a deeply relaxed parasympathetic state, naturally sedates the nervous system from overstimulation and stress. This is essentially where you are when you're in deep sleep, guys, deep REM sleep. So this is where the healing really takes place. Now, the next one I want to tell you about is an interesting one. I've got personal experience with this one called the Strength Booster, 62 Hertz. Now, this isn't necessarily, you're not necessarily here looking at like alpha, beta, delta, theta waveforms or anything like that. But there just seems to have this 62 Hertz seems to have an interesting effect that it potentiates the feeling of presence and connection to the physical body, increases body awareness, muscular vigor. A personal experience I had is that I've got like a, let's say, almost, what would I call it? Like a little pendant. I got these little pendants that are structurally linked to each other. So I can keep one on the Orgon machine and then I can keep the other on me at all times. And it has a non-local structural connection, which means that I can have the machine on in my home here in England and I could be over in the United States. As long as I have the pendant on that's connected, I will get the effect. I will be having the effect of whatever the Orgon machine's pulsating out. And I did a test with this with 62 Hertz. So I had the machine tuned to 62 Hertz with one of the pendants on the machine. And then I went to the gym with my pendant on and I was just, just going through the motions. I had no intention of maxing out at all. So my personal max, this is just an easy one to explain, just to give as an example, on bench press is 130 kilograms. So that was my personal best. And anyone knows, if you're going for a PB, you work your way up. There's like a periodized program that's genuinely favored to follow to be able to go through series of overloads and to work your way up into where you're at a peak state of performance to be able to hit a PB. Anyway, the last time I'd hit my PB, it'd been a while ago. I'll be honest with you guys, it was a while ago and I had no intention of aiming for that. I think at the time my PB was like 120. So anyway, I had this amulet on and I just went in and everything just felt light as fuck. And I was like, damn. It's like, shit, dude, I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling fucking strong. Like, I can feel this. And didn't even have to warm up. I just went straight in for the kill. And I was like, yo, I'm just going to throw 120 kilograms on the bench. And I'm just going to see what happens. Bang, up, easy, bye. And I was like, oh, I was like, okay, there's something to this. Ended up getting to 130 kilograms, which is my PB. Didn't train for it, had no training blocks in order to get me to that stage. Simply just had that amulet on that was charged to 62 Hertz, bang. So strength booster for you guys. And then you've got the cellular optimization. which is 111 hertz, 111, you know, angelic number. Interesting, this one, guys. Interesting, you know. It's a sacred and holy frequency. It seems to have been revered throughout time and is encoded into the majority of the ancient megalithic sites around the world. I know that Napoleon Bonaparte, when he was doing his expeditions and advancements into Egypt, he actually went into the Great Pyramid by himself into the King's Chamber, where they believe the Monge point is. Again, this is to do with geometry, with energy of geometric relationships. The Monge point is supposedly the point within a tetrahedron, which is going to be the pyramid, where this sort of fire energy comes from. And supposedly 111 hertz is the resonant frequency within these sites. And it seems to have quite an interesting effect on us in regards to harmonizing the cellular environment, in regards to really being able to, you know, upregulate cellular function. And also it's known to increase the activity within the right prefrontal cortex of the brain. So this is where all of the executive function is theorized to be, to essentially, that's where it's stationed, you know. And it's about memory retrieval. So it's what are they doing at these sites? Are they tapping, are they using this to activate a specific part of their brain that allows them to activate the Akashic records, memory of themselves, memory of their past self? Again, just a thought, but that is the body charges for you. And then we move on to the soul charge. Okay, so the soul charge is number of three packages again, which are 7.83. So you guys might be familiar with this. This is going to be the Schumann resonance. So the Schumann resonance is known as the Earth's heartbeat. So this is a great one for if you struggle to get out in nature, if you struggle to get yourself grounded in the day, and you just want to kind of reconnect back into the Earth's, like, well, the Earth's autonomic, you could say, resonance, its own central nervous system. You're tapping back into that charge. That's a good one for, again, just bringing your body back into homeostasis, bringing it back into connection with Gaia, with the planet. The next one charge is going to be 33 hertz. I call this the consciousness expansion pack. It's also known as the pyramid frequency. The 33, I mean, again, guys, is a sacred number. It's known as the vibration of the sacred secretion, the Kundalini awakening. You got the 33 degrees of Freemasonry. You got Jesus Christ Jesus that became Jesus Christ at 33. Like, there's this number is encoded throughout history as having a significant effect on human consciousness and the expansion of human consciousness. So again, interesting one with that. I've had a lot of good feedback from customers that have used this within the charge specific supplements, and they say that they have had increased like lucid dreams, almost a lot of psychic phenomena, serendipitous synchronistic moments throughout the day, just feeling a lot more dialed in. So again, an interesting one for you guys to maybe explore. And the last charge that I do is called the solfeggio DNA activation, which is 528 hertz. So again, 528 hertz is a number within the solfeggio scale. Again, I'm not going to go into too much detail of the healing possibilities of these known solfeggio frequencies, but again, it just allows you to tune your spiritual body to the heavens above. They've been used for eons to initiate altered states of consciousness, activate dormant abilities locked within our DNA. There's a reason why the Gregorian chants, which were part of, you know, ceremonial ritual events within the church were suppressed. They were suppressed to the esoteric priesthoods because they understood that these Gregorian chants essentially broadcasted these solfeggio frequencies out, and it had an effect on bringing, you know, the human experience into alignment with the God self experience. So again, that is the prana charge in a nutshell, guys, just to give you a little bit of an understanding, I say that it's probably always best when you first buy a product just to get the base charge, 432 hertz, because it's a good all-rounder. And then as you become a little bit more experienced, your body becomes a little bit more attuned to subtle energies, you're going to be able to distinguish the subtleties of each energetic charge. And then you're going to be able to benefit from it much more because you're learning a new language. It's a language of energy. And it takes your body some time to, you know, be able to read, interpret, and actually utilize it, just as you would learn any new language. Again, this is natural to us. And it's lying dormant inside of us. But because we're so disconnected from ourselves, from nature, from universal phenomena, energetic phenomena anyway, we can sometimes struggle to, or we lack that sensitivity to begin with to these subtle energies. So bang, prana charge in a nutshell. Next up, the next thing I wanted to tell you about, which is another big core philosophy of the Primal Alchemy brand, is to do with what's known as the traditional Chinese concept of a Dai Dao. That's what it's called. Again, you have to excuse my pronunciation. Dai Dao, which kind of links in very closely to what I always stress here at Primal Alchemy, and, you know, the importance of eating locally and in season with the immediate environment. When you're eating in accordance to the natural cycles of nature, guys, we receive the nutrients needed to thrive in these seasonal conditions and demands. It allows us to fine-tune our energy field and harmonize with the land that we walk upon, strengthen our connection to nature, because you are one with the cycle of nature. You're not disconnected like the majority of us are, and allows us to connect to, you know, that God self within. It's just so important to live in accordance to these cycles. These cycles are everything. We've got our own internal cycles, circadian cycles, ultradian cycles, which are even more minute throughout the day. And then that's mirrored with the Earth's circadian clock, you could say, with you know, the seasonal clock. And then you've got the greater universal clock, the Platonic great clock, whatever you want to call it, the processional ages. All of these are just cycles. They're cycles of the interaction between consciousness and the third dimension. So it's important that if we align ourselves with these, obviously we're going to be more in flow, and we're going to live a more harmonious life within ourselves and everything around us. Within traditional Chinese medicine, there's a philosophy that encompasses all of what I just said, but in the context of medicinal herbs. So Dai Dao is essentially the traditional Chinese concept of sourcing a tonic herb from its spiritual homeland. They look at it as if the herb's true, authentic source and habitat. And what they believe is that, again, there's scientific studies to show this, that within specific regions where the environment is optimal, these herbs grow to become the most phytochemically rich, potent, and balanced. To explain this a little bit more, is essentially they're taking into consideration everything throughout the lifespan of the herb itself so that it can potentiate its healing qualities. So that's such as like the water that nurtures it, the soil that feeds it, the insects and microorganisms that live symbiotically with it, and then ultimately how it's cultivated and finally prepared. So all of these things go hand in hand. So guys, all of you are probably familiar, if not, on the science of epigenetics. We know how the environment affects us, how it triggers, it switches on and off certain genetic expressions within us that then, you know, has an effect on our physiology, our biology, our psychology, our emotional health, our spiritual health, etc., etc. So we know that, for example, let's compare two twins, and then you separate them at birth, and then you put one within a, let's just say, yeah, you put one child and they grow up in Iraq, in war-torn Iraq during the Iraqi wars. And then you put another child in and they're born into a family of wealth, abundance. The environment is going to cause a lot of genetic variances and a lot of different genetic expressions. Although they hold the same DNA, it's going to be expressed differently, okay? and that is mirrored within the plant kingdom. So there are specific areas that allow plants to grow and express their true genetic potential. And it's the right combination of harsh environment, so that these adaptogenic herbs are great for stress response, because these plants had to go through a lot of stress. So they inherit the phytochemistry necessary to be able to not just survive, but thrive in those situations. And then when we ingest these, we inherit the hard work of these plants into our system. A few of the places I just want to tell you about, I'm really passionate about this, and I think it's something that goes overlooked. Like, everyone is obsessed with everything being organic, which I'm going to explain in a minute why that's not optimal and why that's not the best. And it's not the gold standard. The Dai Dao, when it comes to herbal medicine, should be gold standard, because this is a well thought out and scientifically backed up system that's been used for thousands of years by traditional Chinese herbalists, Ayurvedic herbalists, Siberian folk medicine practitioners, you name it. They always know. They know because they're connected with the earth, and the earth energy doesn't lie, okay? Energy does not lie. Energy tells them where the optimal food, medicine will be found. And this is their finding. So some of the places where we source from is the Shanghai mountain range in China, which is home to some of the world's most potent herbs, guys. Some of the best herbal medicines originate in the Shanghai mountains. It's a magical mountain range, spans across multiple provinces and into North Korea. Some of the ingredients that we source are from the what's called the Jilin province. I hope that's right. I hope I pronounced that right. The Jilin province in northeast China. We get our polyacris mountain ant that's used in our Zen warrior formula from there. We get our Panax ginseng that's used in our Zen warrior from there. And a few of the other real potent herbal extracts are all found wild harvested, which I'm going to explain in a minute, from the Shanghai mountains. We've got the Wuyi mountains in China. Again, I'm going to explain this in a little bit more detail later. The Wuyi mountains are associated with the legendary magic of the Taoist sage Peng Zhu, and it's the spiritual homeland of authentic Dai Dao sourced Rishi. The best Duneward Rishi in the world comes from the Wuyi mountains, and I am happy to announce and very proud that I am. I think there's only like 4 or 5 companies in the world that have this grade of Rishi that they sell. And there's just something. There's something about these Wuyi mountains, nestled deep within the northern. I think it's like the Fujian. Don't know. I'm just trying to think how to pronounce off the top of my head. The Fujian province in China. It's got a weak acidic soil that allows great the optimal sort of growing conditions for the Rishi, and because it's out of the way of the industrialized complex of China. There's no pollution. It's completely pristine, and it's a magical place, guys. You can either look on my website or look this up personally. Some of the pictures of this place, it looks like it's out of fucking Avatar. You're just like, damn, this looks like a different world. This looks like an alien world. Like, you can only imagine the energetic imprint of that place. The resonance is amazing. So we've got the Rishi in there from our Transcended Rishi, newly released, and our Buddha Gold, which I'm going to discuss later. You've got Kuandao Lake, also known as the Thousand Islands Lake. So this place is another place that looks like fresh out of Avatar, guys. You look at this and you're just like, man, this is planet Earth. Like, you never really see this. You never really see anyone talking about these places, which is strange, because I don't know if it's just like the places themselves hold like a magical barrier around themselves. So they're just, you know, they only attract the right people. But it's a national 5A scenic spot located in Zhejiang province in East China. And this is where we get the pine pollen from, that's used in the pineal pollen. Again, you look at pictures and you just see these, it's crazy. It's like all these miniature islands within this great lake. And then you can just see at specific times of the year, the pine pollen just washes out into the lake. And it's like a golden lake. It looks absolutely amazing. And again, the best, highest grade, authentic Daidao source pine pollen that you can get. And we use that in the formulas. And again, I'm just extremely proud to be able to present this to you guys, because it's a passion of mine. And I only want to deal, I find it hard to sell, guys, okay? Selling doesn't come naturally to me. And if I'm going to sell, I need to sell from the heart. And I need to know the depths of my heart that what I'm selling is the best that I can get hold of, is the best for you, okay? I wouldn't sell you anything less. And I hope that you can see that. I hope that you can resonate with that. And other places, Tibet, Malaysia, Siberia, Bulgaria, the Netherlands, Western Himalayas, guys, I've sourced the best ingredients I can from everywhere around the world to be able to give you the most phytochemically rich, energetically potent herbs that you can get, period, end of. Which leads me to the next point. Which is organic. So there's a few tiers of understanding, okay, when it comes to understanding the organic process. I used to be certified by the Soil Association. The Soil Association is like the UK gold standard of organic certifications, almost like the USDA over in the United States. And then the European have got their own one, et cetera, et cetera. But they're all pretty much the much of a much. I'll be honest with you guys, a little bullshit. Like, it's a load of bullshit. I used to be one of the biggest believers that it's all about organic. It's all about getting that certification. You need to prove the traceability, the transparency within the whole process from the ground to the plate. And I can tell you with personal experience, having been certified by multiple organic governing organizations and other certification boards, that it's all joke. It's all bullshit. They don't know what they're doing. They have no fucking idea what they're talking about. You think that you're going to get zero pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, all of that shit, which you buy organic in the first place for, to not have on. Well, no, because they still have their let's say, allowances. They allow X amount of specific artificial synthetic residue to be on the food during the growth cycle. And that's not what I'm about, man. It's like they've put one picture in your face, but behind the scenes, they're all just fucking businesses. They're businesses, and all they do is take money. And again, this is just something that really irritates me, because I was all in. I spent loads of money that I didn't really have at the time to go out of my way to get these organic certifications. And then when you're in it, and you really see what's going on, you're like, oh, you guys are just like everyone else. You're just looking for a way to kind of piggyback on a trend and make shit tons of money. They don't help out the small brands, the small local brands that are trying to do something big. They only care about the brands that can pay them loads of money, sponsor them, do this, that, and the other. So I left. I bailed on that shit, and I was like, no, I'm going to carve my own path on this, and I know what's right and what's wrong. And that's why, guys, I always prioritize in all of my formulas and ingredients the wild harvested Daidao sourced. So Daidao sourced to begin with, and then it's how it's harvested. Is it organically cultivated, or is it wild harvested? And it's the same which I was using that example of the epigenetic expression of the plant's genetic potential. If it is being organically cultivated, now this isn't a bad thing, but if you take someone and put them into a really wealthy household and they grow up with everything they ever need, they never face any adversity, they never face any troubles or anything that tests their character, their will to survive, they get everything just, you know, they become bubble wrapped, they become weak. Humans, as the looking at how humans are compared to our ancient ancestors, weak as fuck. Okay, that's what happens when humans aren't tested, and it's the same with plants. If they're just getting this mummy cuddled growth period in an organically cultivated farm, then change that to something that's wild harvested, that's, you know, grows 5,000 foot above sea level, that's in -50 degrees. Temperature environments, and it has to fight for survival. It has to have those, just how we do, overcome stress and get stronger from it. It's the same thing with the plants. There's no artificial or synthetic environment that holds its hand. It has to It has to survive. And this is why it's important for wild harvested herbs over organic. Now, the majority of my herbs are Daidao sourced wild harvested. There are some that are Daidao sourced semi wild harvested because to wild harvest them is nearby impossible. So what they do is that they grow them organically, but in a semi wild environment. So you're getting semi wild, you're getting semi-wild soil that it grows in, but then it is taken care of organically. So you're getting kind of like the best of both worlds, because it's just not, it's not financially feasible to actually go and harvest these for commercial means. Okay. So, and then some of them are organically cultivated. So at the most, at the minimum, you're getting organically cultivated high grade herbal supplements for one or two of the ingredients, but the majority, I'd say about 95% of the ingredients I use are all going to be Daidao sourced, wild harvested, gold standard, no other way around it. So moving on to the next point that I want to discuss, which is going to be actually working with herbs, okay? This is something that, again, is close to my heart. I've been running this business now for about 3 years, 2 years since I've been, you know, actually selling commercially. But I've been using supplements since the age of like 13. I started off, you know, getting the sports supplements, trying everything and anything under the sun, going to your local health food store. I could pretty much give you a synopsis of every product, a personal experience I've had with pretty much every product. And as I started to develop, I moved away from the protein powders, the pre-workouts, the you know, the isolated compounds, be that vitamins, be that amino acids, be it essential fatty acids, all of that isolation stuff. I moved on from it. By the time I was like 18, when I was at university, I was pretty heavily invested in sort of developing my own personal relationship with Ayurvedic herbs, traditional Chinese herbs, so on and so on. Give you a little bit of background experience with myself. I've worked as a nutritionist for athletes that have competed at the highest level within world athletics, up in the Commonwealth Games. Eventually some went on to the Olympic Games, which I didn't work with them then, but I did when they were at the Commonwealth Games. And just personal experimentation and anecdotal experience with traveling the world and learning about these herbs from the people that grow them, from studying traditional sort of ancestral cultures and lineages of wisdom teachings regarding these herbs. And the thing that you learn is that it's not like these aren't synthetic, artificially created compounds, okay? They're not something that necessarily has a direct cause and effect. Like if you were to take, let's just say you want a pre-workout, so you're taking beta-alanine and then you get the tingles and everything like that alongside everything else that you would take it with, like a vasodilator, et cetera, et cetera. These herbs, these plants, as I reinstate all the time, which is my bit of an issue with the vegan community, these plants are intelligent. They are sentient beings, okay? These plants are ancient intelligences, these herbs. When you begin to work with them, you begin to create a symbiotic relationship with these plants. And it's important to understand that when you first meet someone, it takes a while. It takes a while. You have to spend time with them. You have to do things with them. You have to do activities with them. And you start to develop a relationship. You start to understand them. They start to understand you. And then you begin to expand your relationship, and you begin to do new things together. You begin to experience new things together. And it's the same with these herbs, that when you first take them, you will feel the effect. But you really have to work with herbs. It is a partnership. It is a relationship. And you have to use them daily. You have to experiment with different dosages. You have to experience different experiences with them and how they interact with your physiology, how they interact with the mental aspect, with the, you know, the subtle energetic field, the resonance of these herbs. You need to really develop a, I would say if you're working with any herb, you need to be working with it for at least 12 weeks. 12 weeks for it to, you know, create that symbiotic relationship to fully, so it's fully calibrated to your system. A lot of these herbs are, you know, adaptogenic herbs, that's what they're called. And it takes time for the herb to go into the system, almost doing like a little bit of a, imagine you're going into the hospital and you get in a, you get in a scan and it gives you all the diagnostics of what's going on in your body. Well, the herbs do that in their own way. And then what they do when, once they've done the scan of the body and they know what's up, then they go to work, but it takes a while. So guys, this is about developing a relationship with a non-human life form. Okay. This is the way you got to think about it. It is an exchange of energy between two sentient beings, one human and one non-human. And then you're both essentially looking for that common goal, which is expanded states of awareness and consciousness and experience. It's all feeding back into the collective. It's all feeding back into that unified field, which stores everything, the Akashic records, everything. It's all about experience. It's all about spiritual evolution. So by you interacting with these life forms and having an experience, you are feeding data, information back to the field, which is then recycled for us to connect back into for heightened states of awareness throughout our day-to-day life. So what I wanted to do as well, guys, is also to give you a rundown, personal rundown on my formulation process, because I do things a little bit different than most, okay? Although when I was at university, I spent a lot of time just trolling through the website, through scientific journals, learning about what's in different publications, peer-reviewed studies, et cetera, et cetera. There comes a point in time where science can only take you so far and you need to look within. You need to look within for the answers, because within holds all of the answers. All science is doing is validating the answers that were already there. But if you can look in and you've got that intuitive wisdom, then we start to take it up a step. We start to move into a different territory of understanding and knowing. And basically, I've just worked with these plants for so long. I've dedicated a lot of my life to understanding really what alchemy is, which is you understand both sides of reality. You understand the physical and non-physical. And again, you can go and read all of these scientific papers, but you're only starting to understand the physical aspect of these plants, of these compounds and substances. When you start to work on a deeper level and you understand the spiritual aspects of these plants, then, you know, it takes you down some rabbit holes. So what I do with my formulations is a little bit of insider knowledge. Is what I would do generally is that I would sit back and I listen to some music. I listen to some sort of music that captures me. It captures me. Like I'm very in tune with music. I'm very in tune with frequency, and I want music that takes me out of my body. I want either takes me out of my body or inwards. And normally it's going to be some form of like future melodic bass. It's going to be something epic. It's going to be sounding something that you can imagine, like a hero's journey of just, you know, getting blasted through the universe, traveling through like warp speed, just going through fucking wormholes, and just like that scene on Doctor Strange where he meets the Ancient One for the first time, and then she pushes her thumb on his fucking third eye and he gets blasted into the multiverse. Imagine that. That's essentially what I would do, is where I pull myself into that realm and then I go inwards. And essentially what I do is that I create these personifications of each ingredient that I'm wanting to work with. I create an animated personification of each. So I don't know if you guys have ever seen Ozzy and Drix before. It was a cartoon that was kind of popular when I was younger. And it's Ozzy and Drix, essentially they're like these personified beings of which explains through the means of cartoon and animation, just through storytelling processes within the human body. So I think Ozzy's like a fucking white blood cell. He's like a detective and he's a white blood cell, and he goes and investigates shit that affects the immune system. The body itself in their world looks like a real world, like it would for us. Like it looks like a live organic interactive world. So imagine that you're going inside and you're seeing the internal world as, you know, a mirror image of how we are, but in like a Japanese anime style. And then what I would do, I think of certain goals that I want to attain. So would it be like immunomodulating or upregulating the immune system? Then I would think of specific herbs. I would place them internally in my mind as or personified him as some sort of being, some sort of like anime character, some sort of superhero. And then they work together as a team, almost like the Avengers, and their powers are powers that are associated with the effects that they have on our bodies. So you would know that Ashwagandha, for example, has a good effect on the HPA axis, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. So then I would envision the HPA axis almost as something with a real world equivalent, be it like a skyscraper with specific rooms that are for specific points of the HPA axis. And then Ashwagandha will be a specific character. And then as they're working through this sort of tower complex, they're doing specific jobs and roles that would then help the body or help, you know, the mission at hand. And then all of these different characters have different relationships with each other, which would be the relationships that herbs have with each other. Some herbs complement each other, some don't. Some counteract the other effects of others. So it's about, in my mind, internalizing all of this knowledge that I kind of have picked up over the years and my sort of self-developed wisdom on this. And I create stories in my mind. I create stories internally of hero journey, essentially the hero's journey of these, of a mission, of trying to achieve something for the greater whole obviously being the human body. And all of these little like micro stories play out within the macro story being told. And as I kind of learn the interactions as they play out live, I'm literally in a trance state, guys. If you were to look at me, I'd be like gone. I'd be like asleep. My eyes would be up in my head. I don't know if you've ever seen me do that Shambhavi mudra before, where I pull my eyes to the top of my head. Essentially, I'm looking within. And I just go deep and I just come out with these formulations, and then I kind of cross-reference that with scientific papers, and then I do my sourcing and I find, and then obviously on top of that, then you've got each product has a philosophy behind it. They're all the ranges I have the fuel of the gods and the transcended herbs. The fuel of the gods is what they're all named after specific deities, specific mythological deities. These deities have a mirror within us of specific forces, of specific physiological processes within us. And there's a lot of internal and external references to the body and the universe with the actual naming of the product, the imagery that's used, all of the subliminal stuff that I put within the artwork. Again, guys, this is a bit of a tangent, but I'll bring it back. We know that photons has the capability to store almost infinite amounts of information. So when you're buying a product from me and you're looking at the artwork, you're looking at it, it's an experience. Everything is an experience. Okay. It's from looking at it to putting it in your body, everything, but the actual artwork itself, I've got a lot of encoded subliminal, messages in there, because light stores all this information. You're looking at essentially light, you're looking at photons, which your brain is receiving. Now your conscious brain is receiving what you see on what's in your hands, but your subconscious is also perceiving everything that I've stored that goes beyond what the conscious brain can comprehend. So this is, like I said, bringing it back, this is multidimensional nutrition. This is multidimensional optimization, okay? There's a lot, I've spent so much time, guys, so much time covering, no stone has been left uncovered. And I know that you guys appreciate that. I know that you guys resonate with that. I'm doing it for you because this is what it's all about. This is taking care of every aspect of your being. So I think what I'm going to do now is move on to explaining just some of the new products. I'm not going to go through the entirety of the range because I know some of you guys are familiar with it. If you're not, then you can check out a lot of the information on the website. But I wanted to explain the new products anyway. So I've got two new additions to the Fuel of the Gods range. The Fuel of the Gods range essentially being my custom formulations. These are the ones with, you know, they're quite, the pretty far-fetched out there artwork and Yeah, some really interesting formulas that I've had before. You've got the Shilajit, the immortal Shilajit. You've got the Poseidon Force, which is the marine phytoplankton. You've got my formulas such as the pineal pollen, which is back in stock, by the way, guys. It's a new upgraded formula with a new chaga extract, which I'm going to explain in a minute. That's back in stock. That's my most popular product that I have. You guys seem to love it, and I'm really happy and really grateful that you give it a go. There's a lot of bullshit out there on the market. And I understand if you've got a product that's telling you that it's a superfood powder the only superfood powder in the world that helps open up the third eye, activates the third eye, nourishes the pineal gland. I can imagine it could be a little bit of some people would be sniffing bullshit, but this is the real deal. And it's my best seller, and that's back in stock. I've got Zen Warrior back in stock, which is the Life Force energy cultivator, pre-workout nootropic. Had some amazing feedback from that as well, from people that got through the last batch. So they are back in stock. The new products within the Fuel of the Gods range, first up is Buddha Gold. So Buddha Gold is going to be the new flagship product from here on out for Primal Alchemy. And I'm going to explain why. I'm going to give you a little bit of history on, the herb and what it's about. I'm not going to go too much into detail, but enough to give you a basic understanding. I'm going to do that for all of the ingredients, okay, that I use with the formulas that I'm going to explain, just to give you something to go off. So Buddha Gold is, it's potent prana charged spore oil. So it's a reishi spore oil elixir, guys, and it's extracted from the world's most revered tonic herb, Dunwood Reishi. This is a specific type of reishi. It goes back to the Dai Dao source, which is from the Wuyi Mountains. And this is a superior grade extract, guys. Okay, it contains up to 29% triterpenes. That means that per serving, you're getting almost like 300 milligrams of triterpenes, guys. This is unheard of. There's only four other brands in the world that are selling reishi spore oil, okay? And I don't know what one, I'm pretty sure they don't, but mine is one, if not the only. I think that one of the four, one of the four might be from the Wuyi Mountains. Rich in beta glucans, this is what everyone's looking for. Everyone within the medicinal mushroom realm now, it was like first it was polysaccharides, and then it went a little bit deeper, and then it was the beta glucans. Reishi is known to boast over 800 bioactive constituents. 800, that's 800, guys, 800 bioactive constituents. This is why it's one of the most revered supreme tonic herbs in the world in history. Okay, it's the most scientifically researched adaptogenic herb, or just herb in general, in the world. And there's a reason for it. It is the kingpin. It is the don of the traditional Chinese medical system. And it takes over 100 kilograms of the reishi mushroom, 100 kilograms to be alchemically concentrated, extracted, and transcended into one bottle of this golden potion of nirvana, guys. This Buddha Gold, it takes 100 kilograms of reishi to make one bottle. Just have a think about that. So Buddha Gold, it is a worthy gold offering, guys, to that divine Buddha within. So some of the things that you can expect from this, it's a reishi itself. I'm essentially just going to outline some of the key points of reishi, which then is going to be amplified 100-fold, 10-fold, 10 to the 100, 100 to the 10, whatever way around. because it's the strongest reishi that you can get. So it's a supreme Shen tonic. It's for spiritual growth. You get your powerful immune system optimizer. It's great for calm and stress, anxiety harmonizer, experience mental tranquility and serenity. Like those words, I got them on the label: mental tranquility and inner serenity. It's good. Relaxing sleep aids, it helps with dream lucidity. So what I'm feeling inspired to do is I'm gonna do a little bit of a breakdown on each ingredient, so you can get a little bit of a history on all of the ingredients in the new formulas. And Yeah, just give you something to give you some. I know you guys like to hear my opinions on things, and I've got some things to say about these herbs. So I'll start off with reishi. So reishi is pretty much the quintessential gold standard tonic, adaptogen, and medicinal mushroom. Okay, it's regarded as the premier qi and shen tonic, but then it also helps strengthen the jing energy. So within Taoist medicine, there's like what they call these the three treasures. The three treasures being qi, jing, and shen, which is essentially kind of like there are different energies within the body, kind of like life force energy, spiritual radiance, and psyche energy. It's probably not the best explanation for it, but you can, again, I don't want to get too much deep into like Taoist medicine. I just wanted to explain like reishi is like one of the premier ones that essentially takes care of all three. And it's famed for its powerful immunomodulating capabilities. It's got a wide spectrum of polysaccharides, which, you know, is all the rage at the moment within within people that are interested in medicinal mushrooms or fungi or mycology, as you say. It's got species exclusive triterpenes, which I'm going to go into a little bit of detail in a minute. And it's been known throughout its homeland of ancient Asia as the mushroom of immortality, guys. It was used and regarded by Taoist masters. It was kept exclusively to begin with within royalty. So it was only prepared and served to the emperor and his noblemen. And peasants weren't allowed. Peasants were seen to have reishi, to be cultivating reishi. Then, yo, it wasn't a good time to be a peasant back then, looking to get on the reishi hype. But it's all good, guys. We're a few thousand years into the future. We're living in 2020, and the reishi is widely available to you. So the first recorded appearance of reishi was in a collection of transcribed writings from an oral tradition from the guy. His name is Shen Nong. And he was like the mythical god king of traditional ancient Chinese medicine, agriculture. And he created this, so he had this oral tradition, and then it was transcribed into a book called the Shen Nong Bao Tao Jing. Now, I don't actually know if that's how you say it. That's just how I've remembered it. The Shen Nong Ben Tao Jing. But again, probably not pronounced like that. It's probably pronounced completely different, but you get the gist. And that serviced about 200 years after Christ. So you're looking at a good 2,000 years ago. It's a long time. And basically what they said in this book, what big man Shen Nong said, was that long-term consumption of reishi mushroom will, to quote it, I believe it states that it will lighten the body and prevent aging, and it will extend one's life and make them immortal. Quite the statement from Shen Nong, and I'm sure there was no fact checkers back then to be able to call him out on that, but again, quite an extravagant claim. Interesting though, guys, this Shen Nong, like he knew his stuff. Like this guy was a Taoist like god king essentially, and they don't take those titles lightly over there. Like if to have that means that you're on some level, okay? You're on some level, and what you speak generally will be some pretty high truths. So it's reishi again, just getting background in it a little bit. It's considered to be a premier Shen tonic. The reason for this is that it has the ability to energize, or I should say harmonize, the energies within the heart, liver, and lung meridians. This in turn, the way that this works is it's going to soothe and calm the nerves. It's going to alleviate stress and anxiety, while also helping to develop that internal awareness for spiritual advancement to be experienced. These are what Shen tonics are known for. And Rishi is up there with being one of the most supreme premier supreme Shen tonics in existence. It's great for improving cognitive performance, parameters such as, you know, memory, retention, concentration, creativity, and helps with, you know, numerous other mental faculties. Again, this is all just Rishi, okay? I'm going to get onto the spore oil in a minute. And I think one of the things that Rishi's most well known for is that it has that potential to really protect us from a devastating enemy. And it's not an external enemy. This is an inner enemy, which is our own immune system. Like if our own immune system, you know, gets out of whack and we get in and we start to experience some autoimmune conditions, like that wreaks havoc on people. That wrecks people, okay? And a lot of people suffering from a lot of illnesses and health misalignments have autoimmune conditions. So the reason why Rishi's great is that it has like these antioxidant triterpenes, these species exclusive triterpenes that aren't found anywhere else within the herbal kingdom or the mushroom kingdom, like ganoderic acid. Ganoderic acid is great for, again, this is where these intelligences come in, okay? These intelligences come into play in that they work for what you need. So just say that it goes into the body and it scans your body and it turns out that you have a bit of an underactive immune system. Well, what it would then do is essentially initiate all the processes necessary to upregulate an underactive immune system so that it brings your immune system up to the level it needs to be. And some people have an overactive immune system. Again, this is like autoimmune issues. And what it will do then is that it sees that it's overactive, that it's not acting the way that it should. So it will downregulate. So this is a bi-directional adaptogenic effect that Rishi and other adaptogenic herbs have. Again, this is why I keep saying it's a plant, it's an intelligent plant, guys. Like it goes in and it finds out what it needs to do, and then it brings the body back into a closer state of homeostasis. So a little bit of an understanding for Rishi for you. But where we start to get interesting is that although Rishi mushroom is great, it's known that the spores, so the actual reproductive aspects of Rishi, the spores, they coat the fruiting body in like this rich brown powder. And this contains the, like you said, the raw reproductive essence of the mushroom. And this is where the most concentrated source of Rishi's nutritional power and just, you know, where it starts to earn its weight in gold. This is where all of that's concentrated. So what happens is that we take these spores, and these spores can't be utilized straight off the bat by the human body. So they have to be mechanically unlocked to be able to make them bioavailable within our bodies. So get on this. It takes 100 kilograms of Rishi fruiting bodies to make 1 kilogram of Rishi spore. Of Rishi spores, okay, Rishi spore powder. And then you have to get 20 kilograms of that Rishi spore powder to make just 1 kilogram of Rishi spore oil. So that shows you the concentration here. Like if you were to go and look at any mushroom product and you were to look at it, it's probably going to say it's like a 10 to 1 extract. It's a 20 to 1 extract. So if it was a 10 to 1 extract and you've got 50 grams in a 50 grams in a container, then in order to make that 50 grams, then it would have took 500 grams of powder or of the actual raw material. It might even be 5 kilograms. Top of my head, not showing myself up a little bit here. You get the point. So with the actual Rishi spore oil, it's so concentrated, it's hard to explain and begin to fathom how concentrated this stuff is, guys, okay? And once the spores have been collected, From the fruit and bodies, they undergo this state-of-the-art low-temperature extraction process called a supercritical CO2 extraction. You may have heard this before. It's quite popular within the CBD industry. Essentially, by using this low-temperature extraction process, it allows for the precious water and lipid, specifically heat-sensitive lipid-soluble compounds in reishi, to be securely captured and concentrated into the final sort of elixir that comes out of it. This is where we're starting to balance, you know, that ancient ancestral wisdom. You're using traditional Chinese medicine techniques of extracting these herbs, but then you're adding in that 21st century science understanding and creating something that just transcends it all together. So I gave you a little bit of a rundown earlier as well about sourcing this reishi from the Wuyi Mountains. And I told you that how it was, the magic of those mountains. But more importantly, like, let's get real, guys, okay? The place I actually source it from, it's the lifespan of the reishi mushroom itself is overseen by a current generation of a 300-year-old reishi cultivating dynasty, a family dynasty. You don't see that much in the Western world. 300 years that this family, this single family, have been cultivating reishis. They know anything that there is to know about reishi. They know what's up. Okay, they've really nailed it on the head. They've dialed it in. They've got everything you need in regards to the agricultural practices, which they still keep in alignment with the traditional wisdom of their ancestors. But then they also make sure that it's the 11th generation of a 300-year family, the people that run it, okay? The 11th generation. If there's anything that they know, it's reishi, and they make the best reishi in the world, Dai Dao sourced. And this is what I'm bringing to you guys, okay? The Buddha gold is just, well, what can you say? It's powerful. Like, I put it under my tongue. I do two pipettes in the morning and two pipettes in the evening. So I'm getting like 500 milligrams of triterpenes throughout the day. And to use it and go into meditation, I'm like, wow, it just takes you so much deeper, so much quicker. It just allows you just to really sink into that silent space, you know, and really it's like a head blast. Like if you were to take like mega dose this stuff, I mean, I could only imagine some of the cerebral and non-physical effects that you're probably going to get from it. But so this is the new flagship product, guys. This is, I can't speak highly enough of this stuff. There's a reason why I'm making it the flagship product. There's only like three or four other brands in the world that are making this and have it to sell. And then obviously I've got the Prana Charge on top of this. This is by far the strongest medicinal mushroom product, overall product in the world, bar none, case closed, Primal Alchemy seal of approval stamped. So that's the new product, Buddha Gold. Moving on, I've got the next release of the Field of the Gods lineup is Gaia Shield. So the Gaia Shield is again another Prana Charged superfood adaptogenic medicinal mushroom blend. It's for essentially to aid in immune system performance. And again, it's another one of those formulas that nourishes the three Taoist treasures. So like I said, the Qing, Qi, and Shen energies. And that's going to help bring and restore that holistic integrity to the mind, body, soul complex. Again, immune system boosting, stress and anxiety relief. It's going to help decalcify and activate the pineal gland. There it is again, key word, third eye. And then you got it. It's a supreme Shen tonic. So again, you get that spiritual growth, anti-aging, cellular rejuvenating capabilities. So the ingredients that I use in it is the same reishi that I use for the Buddha Gold, before you collect the spores and extract it into an oil, the actual reishi fruiting body itself, I use the exact same. So same sort of benefits that I said just then. I use the same chaga that I use in the pineal pollen and transcended chaga, which I'm going to come on to later. The new chaga that I'm using is a wild harvested Siberian chaga extract. So I want to give you a little bit of a breakdown on chaga. Again, it's another miraculous mushroom. Again, the deeper you get into these guys, the more you really begin to just appreciate the levels of intelligence, of complex intelligence that is at the heart of nature. Because when you start to really go down these rabbit holes, you're just like, man, like, why are these things here? Like, why are they here? Like, it's just these weird, like, uncoincidental effects and that these things have on the human body. And it has to have been planned from the get-go. These things don't just happen by chance. These chemical reactions aren't just a billion and one chance that it happened. Like, all of this is here for a reason. Like, these things are here for a reason, to interact with us, to develop the plant kingdom species and to develop the human or animal kingdom species. So chaga mushroom anyway, bit of a black swan when it comes to the mycelium kingdom. Doesn't look pretty. It doesn't look like your traditional mushroom. It literally just looks like, you know, a bit of wood bark, more so than your typical fungi that you would see in any sort of mycology book. Or if you go down the supermarket, those sort of look like the mushrooms that look like there. But chaga is pretty much, guys, the ultimate antioxidant. It has the highest auric score, which is the, I believe it stands for oxygen radical absorbance capacity, auric. Essentially, it's the antioxidant potential, how well it's going to be able to deal with free radicals. And then, it's got the highest auric score, any known substance, ingestible substance in the world. By a lot, okay? And it's also the richest bioavailable source of melanin. So melanin is this, you know of melanin because, black people have a lot of melanin, and they talk about melanin a lot, and the melanin a lot, and the effect that it has on our spiritual connection to source. There is a reason for this, because melanin is the primary fuel source for the pineal gland. It's a photopigment, and it protects a lot against harmful UV radiation. It has these interesting effects, the way that it modulates light photons within us. And the pineal gland fucking loves it. So the richest bioavailable source of melanin is found in chaga, and that's why it's got that black outer coating. Again, this is only a small sort of extract brief. If you were to look at chaga's like overall medicinal CV, it's got a wide spectrum of healing qualities, immunomodulating, adaptogenic, nootropic properties to it. That if given it the title, like, it's known as the king of all mushrooms. So just like Reishi was the mushroom of immortality, the chaga is known as the king of medicinal mushrooms. And that's from professional mycologists, herbalists, mushroom lovers from all over the world. They all kind of, you know, agree that chaga is the king. Chaga is the king. It's been revered in Russian herbalism, Siberian folk medicine for eons. It's played a significant role in the health of our ancestors. Most of us, if you're listening in America or here in Europe, our ancient northern European ancestors played an important role in their health, in their health practices. It was first believed, guys, if I'm correct, to be first been used by the Kanti people. Now, I don't know if I've pronounced that right, the Kanti people of the Altai region within Siberia. And guess what? Our boy Shenlong's come in again, the same book, you know, the Shenlong Ben Kaojing, as I said earlier. What do you know? Chaga Chaga appears in there as well, and it's referred to as a precious gift from nature. He's got his way with words, and he knows how to sell it. I'm going to have to hit him up to get to be able to increase my, or I should say better, my sales copy, because he knows what's up. So yeah, guys, it's also one of the richest sources of SOD, superoxide dismutase, which is a powerful antioxidant. The thing as well that makes this great is, although it's got a lot of antioxidant potential, it's also rich in polyphenols. Polyphenols play an important role in actually being able to utilize antioxidants. Otherwise, if you're just consuming a lot of antioxidants but don't have the polyphenols to accompany them, it ends up almost becoming a little bit detrimental. To be honest with you, you've got the beta glucans in there as well. You've got the thing that I want to kind of go over now is, when it comes to chaga, is that, and medicinal mushrooms as a whole, the Western world, like I said, they're very obsessed with polysaccharides, with beta glucans, alpha glucans, triterpenes, and they have a different way of measuring and standardizing specific extracts of these mushroom powders, because mushrooms have to be, they have to go through an extraction process so that you can actually tap into the mushroom itself. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to absorb anything and do a little bit more damage than good if you're just taking raw mushrooms. So, they have different extraction processes. Chaga, the Daidao source of chaga, like I said, then with the Kanti people within the Altai, is in the Siberia. They have the knowledge. They understand chaga, okay? Although it grows in Asia, North America, it grows in Europe, it grows everywhere. But Siberia seems to house the perfect conditions. It's super cold, super hostile, super out of the way. No one's around. Super uncontaminated. The best chaga grows in Siberia, end of. Anyway, the way that they harvest it, the way that they extract it, is that they don't, like, if you were to go look at a traditional mushroom product now, it's going to say 30% beta glucan, 30% polysaccharides, blah 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 blah. The Russians don't roll like that. The Russians look for something called the chromogenic complex, which essentially is the melanin. And you can tell the difference because their extracts look completely different than if you were to buy an extract from, say, China, a chaga extract from China. If you get a chaga extract from China, what they will do, they harvest it and then they spray dry it. They spray dry it once the extraction's been done. And then it's standardized to polysaccharides or beta glucans and it comes out like a brown powder. Now, when you look at it from Russia, when Russia do this, they freeze dry it after the extraction process. And when they freeze dry it, it comes out and it looks like black crystal. And they crush it all up. And then you get this browny black powder that's got crystal, that looks like it's got like a crystalline, it's just got crystals in it. Compare that to the product from China. And it's a completely different ball game, guys. It's a completely different ball game. So what I've done is I've upgraded the pineal pollen formula with the new Siberian chaga extract. It's a lot more expensive than the Chinese equivalent, okay? They're not even comparable. It's almost like a completely different supplement. So I wanted to make sure that I had the best chaga in the world. I've got it. So you've got the chaga in the Gaia Shield, and you've got it in the Transcended Chaga, which is the standalone chaga, and then you've got it in the pineal pollen as well. So 52% chromogenic complex, sustainably wild harvested from 10-year-old plus mature birch trees out in the fucking forests out in the middle of nowhere in Siberia. And just paying homage to that traditional Siberian folk medicine knowledge. And they're the ones that I look to for all things chaga. And I wanted to be able to bring that to you guys. And I'm really happy with that. So you've got the reishi, you've got the chaga in there. You've got some, again, this is an interesting ingredient, one that most people wouldn't think of, which is nano pearl powder. And what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of pearls? You generally, the first thing Westerners think of anyway is that we've been conditioned to see pearls utilized only for like jewelry or aesthetic decoration. It's but in the East, it's a powerful tonic herb. Okay, like these guys have revered pearls as a famed Shen and beauty tonic, and its use has been used for thousands of years. It's got a wide spectrum of nutrients, got essential amino acids, magnesium, silica, zinc, and it's got a rare source of very particular bioavailable calcium. So again, it kind of, you know, makes sense. Like all of these nutrients are what are needed for, you know, for your fibroblasts and fibroclasts, the balance of that, to be able to create new bone, create healthy skin. And this is an amazing ingredient, guys. Just no one knows about it. It's been used all the way back, going into the Mayan civilizations, you know, the Vedic Valley cultures. It was used to create love potions. Our girl fucking Cleopatra used it. Numerous Chinese empresses have used it on their quest for eternal youth. They either consumed it or put it on their skin, and it's universally revered for having like some of the best anti-aging and rejuvenating properties of any herb, let alone when you start getting into some of the deeper sciences on it. Like I think I'm going to pronounce this right off the top of my head. It's got these molecular compounds called conchoilin and nacre. I think that's how you pronounce them. But anyway, the point being is that these unique molecular compounds that have been shown. It's what gives the pearls the shine, by the way. And it's been shown to have these like amazing anti-aging and factors. It accelerates healing. It seems to have really good effects on the hair, nails, eye health. So although you're developing that external beauty, you've then got the Shen aspects of it to, you know, cultivate that internal beauty, that internal spiritual essence of developing that self-awareness, inner radiance. Spiritually, I mean, it's calming, and I think some of the studies on pearl is that it allows the body to create more GABA, which is gamma aminobutyric acid. This neurotransmitter is what, you know, sedates neuronal excitability. This is what makes it great for relaxation, for stress release, anxiety relief, and help with a better sleep. So we Didao source our pearl powder from what's called is, let me just get this right in my head. The English word for it is the Pearl City. So that's the easy way. I believe it's Zhuji City, the Pearl City, which is a famous pearl breeding lake. And again, the pearl is 100% pure fresh water that's collected, strictly tested, quality tested for its contaminants, undergoes a very special grinding process called levigation, where, I mean, I say it's special, but if you were to watch someone do it, they're essentially just grinding pearl powder down into nanoparticles. Beforehand, it was very tedious. Now I think they've got machinery to speed it up. I hope they have. That's a long process. But this levigation process, put it into a nano powder, allows it to be extremely bioavailable for the body to absorb. So again, it's like the whole point of this Gaia Shield formula is external and internal radiance. Okay, it's the Gaia Shield is creating a shield. What is our external shield? It's the skin. The skin is, you know, the largest organ in the body. It's what's comes into contact with the external world. It is a shield, and we have to make sure that we have healthy skin. So I threw the pearl in there for multiple reasons, but I think that's a good one, like as a beauty tonic that you wouldn't think of normally when you have a medicinal mushroom blend. Lion's mane extract next up. So there's lion's mane extract in there. Again, a powerful nootropic mushroom, again, originating from Asia. It's been used for centuries by Zen masters for their, you know, the ability to be able to increase performance capabilities of the brain, the nervous system. It's got Shen-like nurturing qualities to it. Same sort of thing again. Say, you'll find that a lot of these mushrooms, these adaptogens, nootropics, they all kind of they cross over a lot of each other. They seem to have similar traits, similar capabilities, although there are some species exclusive compounds in them. They all seem to have a similar effect, which is great to be able to stack up on them, you know. So lion's mane, you can actually it's actually like a culinary delicacy in the Orient. You can just eat it, you can cook it. But where the real medicinal side comes from, which is what we really want to tap into, is where you start to do the extracts. You start to do the water and the alcohol extracts. And what this brings out is these powerful, dramatic, neurotrophic, what you could call it, effects. And this is all about increasing nerve growth factor within the brain. So there's these specific triterpenes within lion's mane called iranosines and hericinones, that's the one. Bam, these ones are hard. They're just hard to... Anyway, these are like these species-exclusive triterpenes, and it is these in particular within lion's mane that has shown that they have the ability to cross the blood-brain barrier. They regulate growth and proliferation of new neuronal cells, and they also encourage brain tissue and nerve regeneration. So this is what I was saying about nerve growth factor and brain-derived neurotrophic factor. So these are kind of like the two reasons that you take lion's mane for, apart from the beta glucans. But it's also important that these are only these are like non-water soluble, so you need to have a dual extract of lion's mane in order to really experience this part of lion's mane. So again, the lion's mane that we use here is dual extract, standardized to 30% polysaccharide, but then you've also got the you know what I was saying then with the NGF and the BDNF. Lion's mane's great by itself. I mean, yeah, you're getting a lot of this stuff to do with the brain, but when it was first used, actually, one of the first reasons it was used was for gut health, for restoring the gut microbiome, for bringing in helping friendly gut bacteria prosper. And there's just another all-rounder. So we dyed our source and semi-wild harvest our lion's mane from, again, just let me get this one right, I believe it is the Heilongjiang province in China, which is the northernmost province of China. And it seems to be the home to you know, cultivating some of the best mushroom powders in the world. And then the lion's mane, it just goes nice. It's a nice combination with the chaga and reishi. Out of all the medicinal mushrooms I could have picked for this blend, I was really focused on reishi, chaga, lion's mane. Again, there's a place for others like cordyceps, turkey tail, etc., etc. But with this one, I just felt like those energies worked together well, and they compensated each other. The cordyceps is a little bit too hot, a little bit too fiery. And yeah, I just basically I've settled on those. And as with most of the products within the Feudal of the Gods range, you also get the Himalayan Shilajit extract. So again, I won't go into too much detail on Shilajit. You've probably heard me rant about it enough. Again, there's not much that really touches it in regards to being like the true sort of Zeus-like being of the herbal kingdom, even though it's hard to know if Shilajit is actually a herb more so than just like a tar resin. It's almost like a humic compound, almost like soil. but the most nutrient dense thing that you can pretty much put into your body. And again, it has that fulvic acid in it. That fulvic acid is what's going to dilate that cellular membrane, and then it increases the absorbability and potency of anything that you're taking away. So you're getting all these mushroom powders, you're getting the pearl powder, you're getting all of that, and then you're getting the Shilajit on top of that, which is only going to potentiate. It's only going to potentiate tenfold, 10x, Grant Cardone style, the effects of the other ingredients in this formula. So again, guys, I believe this Gaia Shield to be pretty much the strongest medicinal mushroom blend in the world. I believe the Buddha Gold to be the strongest medicinal mushroom product in the world. I'm not going to go into too much detail on the Shilajit though, just because I have talked about that a lot, and you guys know, I'm hoping that a lot of you guys have given Immortal Shilajit a try out, which is the standalone Shilajit extract that I sell here at Primal Alchemy. I've also got essentially the same. I would love to be able to just to have the resin in the capsules, but it just doesn't work. So I've had to have the Shilajit that I source. I get the extraction done of it, of course, through traditional Ayurvedic techniques. And then I get one that's standardized to 50% fulvic acid, which is going to really give that's a great auxiliary ingredient to have, as well as an active ingredient. It's a reason why that yogis and, you know, like Vedic sages have quested for this miracle substance for thousands of years. I mean, you know, on our 300 with Xerxes, the God King, the one that fucks up Leonidas at the end. Well, he and Darius, who was the emperor before him, they went with their imperial guard unit, the Immortals. Immortal Shilajit, into the Himalayas, and they were taught the secrets of Shilajit by some of the mystery schools that were up there at the time, some of the monks and the yogic wisdom traditions and priests up there. They taught these guys about it, and yeah, they swore by it. It's just an amazing substance, guys. I haven't got a bad word to say about it, hence the reason why it's in all my formulas. But then moving on to I guess that's the two new products for Fuel of the Gods. So the actual Fuel of the Gods lineup, you've got Immortal Shilajit, which is prana charged Himalayan Shilajit resin. You've got Poseidon Force, which is prana charged marine phytoplankton powder. You've got Pineal Pollen, which is the prana charged pine pollen, chaga, and Shilajit blends for third eye activation. You've got the Buddha Gold, which is the prana charged reishi spore oil. You've got Gaia Shield, which is the prana charged medicinal mushroom matrix. You've got Chronic Qi MCD, which is the prana charged CBD MCT oil, another great product, another one that had a lot of good feedback from. And then you've got Zen Warrior being the prana charged pre-workout nootropic. A lot of it's probably one of the more powerful formulas that I've got in regards to like herbal formulations. So check them out, guys. That is the Fuel of the Gods range. And now what I've also released, the new range is Transcended Herbs. So I wanted to create a new line of tonic herbal, you know, high vibrational powder extracts that were just the herbs alone, because I know like my formulas aren't necessarily for everyone, and you might want reishi, but you don't want to buy Gaia Shield. You might want chaga, but you don't want to buy pineal pollen. So I wanted to release a new line of standalone products, which were going to come in a little bit cheaper because you're not getting the formulations and et cetera added to it, and you could get straight up high supreme grade Daidao sourced standalone products, and you would know that they would be the best quality extract in the world, because I would only ever sell that, and I just want to reinstate that I would only ever sell what I believe to be the best. I have very high standards for myself, I have very high standards for this brand, and I have very high standards for what I sell to you guys, and hopefully you'll see that. And I've tried to make the prices as competitive as I can with others on the market. Some I am a little bit above, you know, I'm a little bit more expensive. But again, guys, I hope you can resonate with me in that I'm not like these big brands. I make things in small batches at the moment. And it's just price-wise, to be financially feasible for me, I have to give, because I'm giving you such high quality, and then you've got the Prana charge on top of that, it's going to be a little bit more. So I'm hoping that that's okay with you. Again, it's not like I'm charging like 20 quid more or anything like that. It's like maybe like 5 quid here or there, but still, you know, I've tried to keep the prices pretty competitive, and the most they match the market leaders. And yeah, I think in regards for value for money and quality of the product, it wipes the floor of everything. So you've got Transcended Rishi, Transcended Chaga, and Transcended Ashwagandha. So coming in hot, coming in hard with three real good adaptogenic herbs. You've got the Rishi, which again, sourced from the Wuyi Mountains. I explained that earlier. You've got the Chaga, again, like I said, sourced from the Altai Mountains. And then you've got Ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is like the flagship herb of Ayurvedic medicine. It's known as the queen of Ayurveda. And there's a specific, so the Ashwagandha that I actually sourced for this is a specific multi-award-winning as well, guys, herbal extract. It's regarded as the world's best Ashwagandha. It's called KSM 66 Ashwagandha root extract. It's got a market leading 5% with anilide complex to it, with verifane A percentage like below 1%, which is one of the damaging aspects of the withanolide complex. Again, all of this is openly stated, so you know exactly what you're getting. This KSM 66 Ashwagandha is like the only Ashwagandha that you can get where it uses purely roots within the extraction process, no leaves or none of the shit that isn't that cheap lower grade extracts used to bulk up their product. Like, honestly, guys, this is the best Ashwagandha in the world. And because it is a patented almost extract from the people that make it, they have actually done clinical studies on it, which allows them to actually have these health claims that I can legally say. So it has been clinically proven, okay, guys, clinically proven that the KSM Ashwagandha it's a cognitive performance enhancer, that it boosts memory, okay, increases memory. This is proven. It is proven as an agent of stress and anxiety relief. It is proven that it increases muscular size, strength, power, and endurance, okay? Clinically proven. It's clinically proven to increase cardiovascular endurance. It is clinically proven to increase serum testosterone levels in men. It is clinically proven to balance hormonal levels in women, increase sex drive, increase orgasm satisfaction, increase sexual health, improve sexual health. All of this is clinically proven, so I can actually make these statements and not get fucked around by any FDA or FSA. And again, an amazing herbal supplement. I had the Ashwagandha back in the day in the Vitruvian Protein when I first launched Primal Alchemy. Again, that was full herb powder. That was not the extract. This is a game changer again. And yeah, an amazing product, guys. There's a reason why it's one of the most revered herbs within Ayurvedic medicine. Just the effects that it's been shown to have, again, on the HPA axis, or helps regulate stress hormone cortisol, and then obviously in turn, by controlling the cortisol, that's going to help boost the testosterone levels to healthy levels. And then obviously, if you've got increased testosterone, that's going to help with muscular strength and power output. It's going to intensify the libido. You're going to have those lower levels of stress because you're working at the HPA level. Just so much to experience with this new range, guys. I really wanted to give you a full spectrum of products from the fuel of the gods to the transcended herbs. Now, I'm still going to increase the transcended herbs range as we move, as we progress throughout, well, into 2021 and so on. But in regards to having just straight up a catalog of high vibrational, supreme quality herbal extracts, I'm really happy with I'm really happy with what I've been able to bring to the market, and I hopefully that mirrors into you guys, and I really wanted to give you the best that you can get, and here it is. So last thing that I wanted to finish up on, because it ties in with all of the products, is another new product that I've released called the Prana Bottle. So the Prana Bottle is a premium violet glass bottle that's used to energetically charge liquids, herbal elixirs, whatever it is that you put in it. So the actual, this style of violet glass is, again, it's a patented creation that comes out of the Netherlands. They use some sort of proprietary mineral composition when making the glass to essentially create this violet glass. But violet glass has been used by, it's known to have been used by the ancient Egyptians. It's utilized by medieval alchemists. It's got a long history of magical use and appliance, okay, guys? It's believed to energetically rejuvenate, potentiate, and preserve the life force of whatever it contains. But to kind of bring that into the modern day, this is essentially a biophotonic technology, okay? That the way that this glass works is that when you put it out in sunlight, obviously we know that sunlight has a range of frequencies, wavelengths of visible light, okay? And each frequencies interact with us and other living organisms differently. So what this glass does, if you were to compare it to green glass, your standard glass, green glass will allow in the full spectrum of light. You got amber glass and black glass, and they let in specific frequencies and et cetera, et cetera. But what violet glass does is that it absorbs and concentrates infrared, violet, and UVA wavelengths within the within sunlight. And then what it does is it refracts the rest of that spectrum of light coming from sunlight. The reason why is that those three that it brings in, the infrared, the violet, and the ultraviolet, are healing, energizing frequencies. The rest of visible light, yes, light gives life to life. But over time, you reach a point where what was once life-giving is life-taking, and it starts to cause molecular decay and aging. Okay, but if that light source is being refracted, which what this bottle does, and it's only absorbing the energizing, light, life-giving, healing aspects of that sunlight, then everything inside is going to get charged. Okay, it charges, it restructures whatever's in there. So if you put, fill up this bottle with water, you put it out in the sun for 30 minutes, and it will charge up your water. It will make the water fresher. It will taste denser. It will taste more electric. It will taste more energizing. And you can check out the reviews on the website of the people that have had it so far. It's just a real cool bit of kit, guys. Like water structuring technologies are so expensive. You're looking like some of these machines that vortex your water, you're looking at like £300 plus. This bottle I'm selling for $24.99, okay? This is the cheapest bit of technology. It looks cool, that you practical technology that you can be able to get to be able to structure your water and structure your herbal elixirs, because you want to potentiate them, don't you? You want to be able to have these herbs. You want to be able to have whatever shake it is that you have in water, however you're trying to hydrate yourself, and you want to infuse it with the right energy so that your body's going to absorb it and get the most out of it on a physical and non-physical level. And the reason I wanted to bring this up is because all of the products that I sell, Fuel of the Gods and Transcended Herbs, they're all within this special type of glass. So not only have you got the glass water bottle to accompany them, but if you put these products out in the sun for 30 minutes, normally on most products, it says keep out of sunlight And that's for a reason, because it starts to degrade them. But when they're in this specific type of coding, this is a biophotonic alchemical reaction that happens, and it will charge and increase the lifespan of the product. It will increase its freshness. It will increase its energetic potential, and it will just make it much more valuable. So all of the products are stored in these containers. Again, another premium aspect to my brand. I don't just want to give it to you in bags. I want to give you a technology in your hand. And hopefully, again, you will utilize that and make the most of it for yourself. I don't know how long I've been rambling for, guys. I think this has been quite a long one. So it might have been, hopefully you've enjoyed what I've had to say. I'm going to start to do some video content soon on the products. I've been lazy and slack with that, but I am going to bring it back around and give some visuals to all of this in the very near future. But yeah, I really appreciate you guys tuning in. As always, don't forget that you can use the code REDPILL. That's the code REDPILL, and that'll give you 10% off anything on the Primal Alchemy storefront moving into the new year. Yeah, guys, it's been a big year for me. It's been a big year for the world. I've gone from selling a protein powder this time last year to now having a catalog of what I believe to be 12, 15 of the most powerful herbal supplements on the planet. So I couldn't have done that without you and without your support. And I just want you to know that everything that comes into the brand is recycled in order to be able to get better stuff out for you. So just wanted to give you the heads up on that. Yeah, shit's going on behind the scenes, guys. Like, stuff's happening. If you've been following me, if you've been following what's going on, don't be disheartened about the Texas lawsuit being dropped. Again, just clever manipulation of the mainstream media of how they report it. It was due to a filing inconsistency. So it probably will be it'll probably be refiled again, and there's numerous paths to victory. Okay, there's numerous paths of victories. The light has already won. It's just about doing this either legally via the Constitution, or if it's going to end up having to take some form of military intervention. But we are going to win. Like, we've already won. It just has to play out. People need to see this. People need to wake up. People need a direct experience with the shit that's been going down. They need to see firsthand what's happened. They need to wake up, because this is the decision that they're being given, okay? Like, the world is being split. Like, this is the opportunity for people to awaken. They either choose light or dark. If they choose light, then this is something for them to get behind to create the new world. This is the movement. This is it. This is the wave of enlightenment. This is the wave of the great awakening, that you have to choose your side. And once you choose your side, you have to commit to that side, and you have to commit to building that world. So you either build the new world in 5D, or you let the old world collapse in Armageddon and the apocalypse. And this is it. Everyone's being presented the truths. Those that are ready for it will awaken, and they will take those truths, and we will fight for our destiny. And our destiny is the utopian future where consciousness is allowed to be expressed and experience itself freely without being controlled by a small elite few. And everyone that doesn't choose that path, they are agents of darkness, unconscious or not, or I should say conscious or not. They are acting in cohort with the agents of darkness. It's as simple as that. But don't be afraid. Don't live in fear. I know there's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of deception, even around the alternative media circles. And the other day was a bit of a blow with the Texas suit being turned down, but that's not the end. There's plenty more to come. Plenty more to come. And yeah, just have your popcorn ready, non-GMO, of course. And we've got some exciting times ahead of us, guys. So I'll leave you on that note. Thanks for listening. And I appreciate you all, sending you all some Orgon love. As always, guys, save yourself, save the world. Peace.